Hello, Sally. I tried to get a hold of you this afternoon. Where were you? No, I'm phoning from my room. No one can hear me. It's a good thing there's an extension here. I wouldn't want anyone to know about this. Oh, but they'll know tomorrow. Will I have to turn the money over to the dean tomorrow? No, I couldn't find it or raise it or anything. Oh, I've been running my fool head off. Oh, Bob's been helping me. No, I sent three more wires off to Aunt Bess, too, and I can't find her. She may be sick someplace, and I need help. That only makes it worse. Hey, do you think something could have happened to Aunt Bess, Sally? Maybe your uncle's car turned over when they were going home. No, that's right. We would have heard about it before now, wouldn't we, huh? Well, no, I've been dodging the dean all day so I could have more time, but he'll send for me tomorrow morning anyhow. Hey, wait a minute, Sally. I'm going to hang up. There's somebody out in the hallway. Goodbye. Oh, Bob. Gee, you scared me.
What luck?
No luck. What luck did you have?
All the luck in the world. All the bad luck.
You couldn't raise any money at all?
Well, not even $2.
Well, that does us a lot of good when it's $550 we need.
Oh, look, kid. Why don't you go to the dean and tell him it was stolen?
Oh, maybe I should have done that at first, but I can't now. I've waited too long.
Oh, come on. Sit down on the side of my bed. Let's talk it over.
Okay. Well, you know what it means for me, don't you?
Oh, you'll get out of it all right.
No, I won't. Expelled and sent home. I don't care so much for myself, but Doc and Aunt Bess will be hurt.
Well, did you try to get word to them?
Yeah, but I can't reach anyone. Something's wrong. Everything is upside down.
Cecil?
Yeah?
Do you suspect anybody?
Well, someone must have stolen it.
Oh, I wouldn't say steal.
Why not? Someone took it.
Oh, but no one around here. No one in this house would steal.
That's what I can't figure out. Who came in our room and took the money? There's one guy around here that hates me enough to do it.
Would it have to be someone that hated you, Keith?
Why, of course. You don't think a friend would play a dirty trick like that on me, do you? Steal the money that I'm responsible for and get me kicked out?
I guess you're right, Cecil.
Yeah. Only a guy that hated me could pull such a trick on me. I've never done a mean thing to anyone I know on purpose. That's why I can't understand who would hand me a deal like this.
You're a pretty swell guy, Cecil.
Oh, rats. Well, I'll be kicked out and you'll get some other roommate in here with you. One that won't be called a thief.
Oh, cut it, Cecil, will you?
Well, it's the truth. Even if I do get a hold of Aunt Bess and can pay it back, everyone will think I stole it myself and tried to crawfish about it.
Well, I'll sure miss you.
Don't worry. I'll miss you. It would have been pretty tough around here at first if it hadn't been for you, mutt. You're okay all around.
Oh, hey, beat it. Will you cease, please?
Hey, what's the matter, Bob? Hey, gee, get your head out of the pillow. Bob, you're not... Oh, well, you're not crying. Hey, listen, you're not sick, are you? Hey, Bob, don't. Oh, gee, kid, what's the matter? Listen, you're not that sorry I'm... Oh, quit it.
Wait a minute. I gotta tell you.
Attaboy, snap out of it. Gee, has something been bothering you? Why didn't you tell me? We're pals and we're gonna be all our lives. Hey, you've been holding out on me. What is it?
Wait a minute. I must have been nuts. I didn't know what I was doing.
Tell it to the old man. And then we'll go out and beat up on somebody and feel swell.
I know you're gonna think I'm the dirtiest, filthiest sneak on earth. But
hey,
I can't let
don't.
You go.
Hey, don't, Bob. Hey, you scare me. Now, don't say anything you'll wish you hadn't. Don't tell me. I don't want to hear.
But you're going to hear. I took your money. See, I stole it. You said only a guy that hated you would play a trick like that on you. Well, I'm your friend, but I did it, and I lied to you about the other night. You know where I was, and you know why. I tried to get back some of the money I lost. That's what.
Did you take that money? The money that I have to make good?
Yes. I thought I could make it back, and you'd never know I'd borrowed it.
Well, you dirty thief.
Go ahead. Beat my face in. I wouldn't raise an arm to stop you. I got it coming to me. Go ahead. Well, Why don't you hit me?
I'm sorry, Bob. Honest, I am. I didn't mean that. Oh, I don't believe it. We're both crazy.
Oh, go ahead, Cease. Knock me down and half kill me. It's little enough you'll get for your money.
Now, look here, Bob. Let's get it all straight. Here, sit down again.
I'm not a thief. I don't feel like a thief. I've never done anything crooked in my life. I didn't look at it as stealing, and I wouldn't do anything to get you in trouble. And I was ashamed to tell you or ask for help.
How'd it happen?
Wait a minute. Oh, where's a handkerchief?
Here, use this.
Something else of yours I'm taking.
How'd it happen?
I don't think you can understand it.
Well, you can tell me, can't you?
Well, you know about my folks. I told you once. They're poor as sin and think I'll be a big shot someday.
Oh, cut that part. How did you happen to take the money?
I lost my money for next term's tuition.
How?
Playing cards one night. Well, it started out as fun, but I got in debt and then plunged.
And lost it all?
Every cent. I couldn't send home for more.
Well, I would have helped you out.
Oh, I know it, but I was ashamed. You don't know how I felt. You lend me your car. You let me wear your clothes. You're always paying for things. You don't know what it is to be poor, Cecil.
You just think I don't. Aunt Bess and I've always been poor. It was only this year that she married a rich doctor that I ever had anything. He's been paying for all this.
And you shared it with me. But that's why I had to tell you.
Yeah, but why didn't you tell me before? Now it's too late. What did you want $500 for?
Well, I heard about this gambling house. I thought I could win it back and pay for everything. Maybe I'd have enough to do some of the things you can. I didn't want to sponge on you all the time. Honest, I didn't.
Sure got me in a swell mess now.
Well, I didn't think I'd lose it. I'd rather die than steal anything. And if I get kicked out of school, it'll kill my mother. She's an old lady, Cecil. I'm the only kid. She was middle-aged before I was born.
What do you expect me to do?
Oh, I don't know. What are you going to do?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, go ahead. Tell the dean I took it. Tell him I'm a thief. Tell I stole it.
Hey, Bob, don't. Not so loud.
Well, I did. And your best friend, too.
Well, I've got to tell him something.
Well, tell him the truth, only... Oh, I wish I were home.
Oh, come on, Bob. There's some way out.
Well, what way?
I wish I knew.
Gee. A telephone.
Holy cow, I forgot to carry it back out in the hall.
Well, aren't you going to answer it?
Yeah, wait a minute. Hello? Yes, this is Cecil Sharpridge speaking. Oh, the dean. Oh, no, sir, I didn't get a chance to. Just a minute, please. The dean wants to know about the money. What'll I tell him?
Please don't tell on me, Cecil. No, go ahead. I don't care what happens to me.
I'll keep still. Hello? Well, will you be in your office tomorrow morning, sir? Well, I can see you then. Yes, sir. Oh, I'll be there in plenty of time. I want to tell you something that's pretty important.